what do we have here? Just a little slutty peasant. Kissing up to your master? Oh, you'll notice those restraints around you. Isn't it quaint? Such a wonderful little slut like yourself. Don't worry too much now. You're in your master's capable hands. Isn't that right? My beautiful little girl. Or, I suppose, peasant girl would suit you. What's with that lewd body of yours? Just the right amount of curves, and just the right sensitivity. But I digress. We're here to admire me. And by admire me, I mean you're here to service me. That is why you're tied up. Well, I may have drugged you and dragged you here, but it was completely willing. You signed the contract, after all, right here. Even if I used a bit of medication, as you'd say, to get you to agree. Isn't it amazing how much an aphrodisiac can make you agreeable? I mean, look at you. Do you just make a habit of having your tits out like that? Oh, wait, I did that to you. Your nipples are hard already. I guess the topical cream made you that much more of a horny slut, didn't it? And your pussy's practically begging for me to touch it. However, it's no matter. I can be patient. Quite a patient master, even if you make a mess on my floor like you have been. Now, mind telling me why you're such a bitch in heat today? You seem to be acting rather strange, staring at me. Oh, my rock-hard cock. What? Why would you be staring at that? It's almost like those words you said about resisting me earlier. Would you be taking them back? No way, right? You're not that pathetic. I know you're just a plebeian. But surely you're not a cock-sucking plebeian at that. Look at you, you miserable little slut. Digging those fingers of yours in that tight little cunt. Sloppy one at that. And as soon as I took the restraints off, don't you have any shame? Oh, going for my cock now. Guess those fingers of yours weren't quite flavorful enough. Ah, yes. Good girl. Use your tongue more, though. Yes. Not so rough. Ah, who am I kidding? A plebeian like you should use their throat. Yes. Take my cock deeper. Go ahead. Choke on it to your heart's content. That's it. Deep throat it like you mean it. Yeah. That's the stuff. You really know how to service your master, don't you? What a good girl. Keep up the good work. Yes, that's how you suck a cock. Your master's cock. That's right. Ah, yes. Why don't you move your tongue around a little more? After all, it's so deep in that fucking throat of yours. It's so perfectly suitable for someone so on their knees begging. No, that's not at all the fault of the, well, the aphrodisiac. That's your fault for being such a good little slut. Good girl now. Keep sucking my cock like you mean it. It's only nature, you servicing me. Maybe if you're lucky, I'll service you too. That's the stuff. You're doing a good job. Get ready. Your master's milk is coming. Be sure to drink all of it now, but savor the flavor as it goes down. Memorize it. Get used to it. It's what you're going to have for lunch from now on. Now the real question is, for all your hard work, and that slippery cunt of yours, just waiting to get aroused? No, far too late for that. You're waiting for it to get stuffed. I forgot, you're a complete slut. Surprise, it's my cock hard again, because I know how to keep myself hard for many, 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 many rounds to come. Now, why don't you bend over like a good little slut, and we'll continue this. Look at you, practically begging for it. Spreading that pussy of yours. Don't you feel any shame showing me your insides like that? Come on, you can voice your concern. Or I could just ram my cock so deep inside. You never think of anyone else ever again, you dumb slut. Bottoms up. Keep your rear in the air for long enough for me to impale you now. Oh, don't worry. This hard cock's gonna be so deep inside you and... Oh, wait! Right now! How do you like me now, little slut? Do you like this cock so far rammed inside? That's your poor little cunt is gaping. It's filled with cock now. What are you going to do? Cry? I surely hope not. Because you better be ready to take a whole lot more of my man milk in that slut hole of yours. Oh, your moans tell me you're enjoying it, little girl. You're such a slut, and I love it. You're my perfect slut, and I'll make sure you know it. Be sure to tense up now. I'm just getting started with you. How does it feel, being impaled on someone who might as well be your god? How's my cock? Is it stretching you like you dreamed it would? Reaching all those spots inside you always wanted, ravaged by your man? I'll make sure you never forget. Oh wait, I won't give you a chance to, because I'll be fucking you every moment for the rest of your life. Oh, good luck sleeping while I'm fucking you this hard. Oh, you're right. I shouldn't be so cruel. I'll take better care of you. You're my treasured little slut. Girl, after all. My cute little hole to fuck. And I do so love you. You're mine. I do so enjoy things being mine. My riches, my slut, my rules. And I love you. As much as I hate to admit it, I do. I want you. I want you so fucking bad that I want to ream your insides and carve them out in my shape every single day until you drive yourself mad with fantasies about me fucking you when I'm not. That's what I want. Isn't that fine? Yes, of course. That's why I'll fuck you twice as hard. That's why I'll make you cry out my name in every naughty dream you have, every single time you look at anyone. You'll be mine forever, won't you? My cute little slut. No. Why don't you beg, little girl? Why don't you beg like I'm your daddy? That's right. I can do that too. The sexy thing. Making you crawl for me. Plead for me. You want me to pound your pussy, don't you? Why don't you beg like you mean it? Or are you too proud? Too proud to admit you're a slut who would beg so fucking much just to have my cock rammed even harder deep inside of you, just like that. Don't you like it? Well, if you want more, start begging. Come on now. I don't hear you begging. What's the matter? Getting separate ideas? Smarter ideas? Well, then I guess we're through here, right? Okay. Toodaloo, and... Why are you grabbing onto my leg like that? I thought you weren't going to beg. See? Was that so hard? No, of course it wasn't. You cute little slut girl. Look at you. You want your pussy stuffed like this, don't you? Just like this. That's it, my precious little slut. Why don't you take my cock like you mean it? Just like that. Your hole's being filled by me so earnestly. It's so much more honest than you. Look at you. Such a fucking slut. I love how you move your hips like a fucking whore. It suits you, really. You're just perfect for a fuck toy. A hole for me to fuck. A toy when I'm bored. I'll just have to tell you I love you later. Now, get ready for the grand finale. I'm about to fill you up. Did I stutter? I think not. I'm about to fill up your stupid cunt with all of my milk. Don't you want my cum so deep inside you that it will never come out? Come on, beg for me to come inside. I know it's what you want, little slut. Oh, yes. Yeah, you know how to please your master. Good job. If you keep practicing, I might just do exactly what you want and come so deep inside you that I can't ever find out where that cum went. That's right. You're my cum dump, my personal cum dump, and I want you to know it. So, bottoms up, I hope you're ready to be painted white with my seed. You little slut. Take it all. Take it. What's the matter, little girl? You're out of breath. Oh, and you seem to be leaking some cum out of your pussy. Isn't this what you wanted? You wanted me to ravage you. You dreamed of it. So I gave you what you wanted. It's merely a small taste of what your life will be from now on. Welcome. Welcome to your new life that you chose personally. I hope you don't regret it now. Oh, fine. I suppose I can be troubled to cuddle with you a bit. You are my special guest. And just a bit more than that sometimes, too. This was a very special meeting, an introduction of your new life. Don't get too bored now. I won't let you rest but a moment, but I might as well give some cuddles while I'm at it. Not because I care or anything. It's just because I feel like it. Just a whim. Don't get any funny ideas now. If I choose to, I could just turn around and have a round two with you. But what if I just want to hug you? It means nothing. Even if I love you. That has nothing to do with it. So, that's that. You need to get it through your dumb head, your plebeian head, that I'm not something to be trifled with. I'm your master from now on, and I will be treated as such. Because, well, frankly, you don't have any choice. But besides the point, I'll take good care of you now. Just enjoy the cuddles while you can. We're gonna have a lot of fun later. It's a promise. A pinky promise.